So to make a comment about that first Music for Films album, I have to sort of explain what was going on in the early and mid-70s. A few people, me among them, Lee Perry among them, Shuggy Otis, a few other people, had started to realise that the studio was really a place for creating music, not just for recording it. And so I would go into the studio quite often with no idea at all of what I was going to make. It was an empty canvas, and all of the instruments and processing tools I had were sort of the equivalent of paints, and I would just make a new picture each time. And this had really started to take hold of me by the time I made Another Green World in 1975. That whole album really was made in the studio. And what I would do quite often in the evening after a day of recording, I would do what I called the film mix. Now, this was just a way of playing with the music, using the possibilities that were suddenly available. And what it normally entailed was taking one of the pieces that I'd been working on during the day and stripping out the most important instruments often, the voice, for example, or the whatever was the central lead instrument, and working with what was left, often slowing down the tape, sometimes speeding it up, sometimes reversing it, just essentially experimenting with sound and seeing what could be drawn out from it. I mentioned Lee Perry because, of course, he was doing pretty much the same thing in Jamaica at that same time, taking pre-recorded tracks and then stretching them and sculpting them and making something new out of them. So I ended up with quite a lot of these pieces accumulated. They were really sound studies. Also, I'd been listening at that time a lot to film music, and I liked film music because it was music with something missing. And I liked the kind of hole where the film would be. It gave composers a freedom to work in a way that they hadn't otherwise been able to do. They didn't have to present a centre to the music because the film was the centre. So I called these things film mixes for that reason, the pieces that I was doing. And then after a while, I had quite a few of them. And I thought, do you know what? I bet these would be good in films. So I decided to send them to film directors. So I made up 500 copies, I think, of that first Music for Films album, not for release to the public, but just to be sent out to filmmakers. And it was a very successful idea in its own terms. A lot of the pieces got used in films and documentaries. And I really liked the album. I found myself listening to it and thinking, this is a nice record. And so a couple of years after I'd released it to filmmakers, I decided to release it as an album. So that's how that thing came about. It was really a sort of accidental album, and it proved to be a very important one for me.